Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Doing Naturally Savvy Radio, Andrea and I receive a lot of books in the mail, and one that really caught our eye was Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. Of course, normally people don't think about laughter and cancer together. So I said, I really want to know what makes this woman tick who wrote this book. And we've got Susan Liberty here now. She's going to talk all about her experiences with cancer and why, for her, she was able to laugh in the face of cancer. Hello, Susan.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Oh, it's so nice to have you. Now, Susan, I understand that you and your brother both got cancer around the same time. You took an alternative route. He took a traditional route. Why don't you fill us in about this?
Yes, thank you. Yes, we were both diagnosed with cancer at the same time. He was the owner, the late owner of the Los Angeles Lakers basketball team, so he had everything at his disposal, the best that money could buy. And he wanted me to go that route, too, with a mastectomy because I had the breast cancer, but I couldn't do that. So I had to tell him, no, I could not do that. So he went along with his path. He had the surgery, the chemo, the radiation, and he was suffering horrifically. If anyone has gone through this, as a loved one does, then you'll know what I'm talking about. So yes. I wanted to choose a different way, but I didn't know what to do. I'm healthy. I'm very savvy about things. But when it comes to cancer, I found that there's a lot of natural healings and places that people would go to clinics and they'd come home and they had cancer and they died. And I know that absolutely because some of them were my friends. So what I did is I sat down and I asked God in my prayer, what can I do to save my life? What would you have me do? And in that moment, it was astounding. I jumped up out of my chair. I went running into my office. I put my hand into a file cabinet. I wasn't conscious of what I was doing. And I pulled out a file. And when I looked at this file, it was marked cancer. I realized that maybe 20 years ago, I had started a cancer file after my mother also died of cancer, realizing that it runs in the family. I started looking for alternative cancer ways to go. And I had one piece of paper in that file, and it was called Two Feathers Healing Formula. And there was a flyer that talked about overcoming cancer naturally. It talked about turning cancer around, and if you had external tumors, those tumors would be extricated out using the Two Feathers Formula, both internally and externally. So it was kind of bizarre, I thought. And I thought, wait a minute, I have to do this because this is the answer to my prayer. I did not want to be disobedient. So I ordered it right away. It's a little jar. It wasn't expensive. Everything I did without a doctor. I was cancer-free within 10 weeks. However, I continued to do the process for 5 to 6 months because I had tumors coming out of my breast at the same time. So I started taking two tablets daily internally. On the 14th day, one of the two tumors collapsed. 3 days later, the second tumor collapsed. They were gone. They were in there somewhere. So I called Robert Roy. He is the guardian of the Two Feathers Healing Formula, and he suggested that I continue taking it internally and that I put a little bit on the external tumor. It would open up a wound, and the tumors would begin to come out, which they did. I'm talking fast because I want to get everything in, but I also want to say to your wonderful listeners that if anyone needs to talk to me about their cancer, I am available for you. So when I give you later on my website, you can get my email address. You can call me. We can talk about it. You can email me, and I will work with you so that you also can overcome cancer using my book as the way and the means, because everything I did, I chronicled in the book so that anyone else could follow it. So that having been said, the first tumor came out in 2 weeks. It was huge. It was big.
Susan, when you say it came out, Susan, I hate to interrupt, but when you say it came out, what is that? I think Andrea are curious and the listeners, what does that mean? Like your skin opened up? Was there a cut? Okay.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Okay. I was told by Robert Roy, he was the man who was guiding me through this process with the Two Feathers. He suggested I put a little bit of the Two Feathers formula externally on the tumor. In this case, it was my breast where the two tumors had been. Now, those tumors were the size of two marbles, one next to the other. So I thought that would be the size of the tumor, and I chose not to do the mastectomy, so my doctors would not allow me to come back, and that was a good thing. So within 2 weeks, the first tumor fell out. It opened up a wound, and I could see the tumor. It looked like a fungus. I do believe that cancer is a fungus. It was the size of a dollar pancake and the depth of 10 quarters, one on top of each other. And that's how I was
Susan,
able to measure it.
Susan, I have a question. So explain, what is the Two Feathers Healing Formula? Is it a concoction of herbs? Like, what exactly is it that you're taking internally and putting on your body so we can understand where you're coming
yes,
from?
Yes, absolutely. All right, so anyone who really wants to understand about that might want to call Robert Roy in their research, but I have a general idea about what it is. It is all natural remedy, and it has herbs and minerals in it, and it has the proprietary formula, which belongs to the Native American family. So the most important thing that I can say about it is it's completely natural. I took it internally. I took it externally. I was cancer-free in 10 weeks. It is the most astounding miracle I have ever, ever, ever found. And since then, I have helped, I don't know, maybe hundreds of people to overcome cancer. And over the course of things, Robert Roy has helped tens of thousands of people. So it's the best kept secret there is, I'll tell you what. But it was glorious. And I didn't suffer very much. Imagine a simple, simple formula. I took, you're supposed to take maybe 3 to 4 capsules daily. And during that time, I kept my job. It made me a little nauseous, but I worked through that using the Young Living peppermint oil, which is therapeutic grade. And I learned how to work with it. I will help anyone else who has issues to how to work with it. I did this completely without a doctor. This does not require a doctor.
Okay, so Susan, just a couple of questions. So I've actually several, but I'm going to start with the first one.
Sure.
So did you change your diet, or did you do any enemas? Did you do anything else other than take this, the Two Feathers Healing Formula?
Of course, I know what you're talking about. Most people who have cancer and have looked around and tried to figure out what to do, they will talk about having colonics and changing the diet and being careful of sugar and exercise and many things. And those are all good. So I did not. But I was very healthy in the first place. I did some colonics, but I kept my same diet. But I have to tell you this. This is just an interesting fact about the Two Feathers Formula. Yes, we want everyone to do everything possible to help the Two Feathers to work through this, definitely. But I have met many people, some of them older, who have been sent home to die by their doctors after failed chemotherapy and radiation. And when I got them on the Two Feathers, they were not able or willing to change their diet. And I'm sorry they weren't. That would have been good. I wish they could have, but they didn't, and they still overcame cancer. So I'm just saying there's something for everyone. Our God is so merciful that it works. And I would hope and I would recommend that everyone do all of the other things at the same time so that you don't get cancer again.
So one more question, and actually we're out of time, so I'm going to have you answer this really, really quickly. Is there any research behind it?
There's testimonials. The doctor's research, that would have nothing, I would not put, we know how much research the doctors have done with cancer, but this is a matter of testimonials in the tens of thousands. So what I would recommend, may I say my website?
Yeah, please, because we're out of time, so please let people know where they can get in touch with you.
HaILaughInTheFaceOfCancer.com. That's the name of my book. And I can explain these questions that you've had and anything else. Just know that it is ever so hopeful. I don't care who it is, where it is, what kind of cancer it is. Please know that I overcame it, and I have the book out so that you can too.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Susan, for your information. And for those of you, I'm just going to repeat her website. It's HaILaughInTheFaceOfCancer.com. She's also on Twitter at HaILaughInfo. So definitely get in touch with her if you know someone who's touched by cancer. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD.